This is your Glacier Markets Farm report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 378 for Wednesday, May 3rd. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE Canola futures are pushing higher on Wednesday, coming well away from losses shortly after the start of today's session. At the final settlement, the July canola contract gained $6.50 at $715.90 per ton, and new crop November also advances $6.50 at $689.90 per ton. The rise in the Canadian oilseed coincides with increases in Chicago soy oil and soybeans. Meanwhile, Chicago soy meal is lower. European rapeseed is down as well, and the Malaysian palm oil market is closed again for a holiday. A sharp downturn in global crude oil prices is putting a large amount of pressure on the vegetable oils. Better than expected weather across the Canadian prairies is very likely to spur farmers to begin their spring planting sooner than what they anticipated. The Canadian dollar is higher on Wednesday, with the loonie at 73.6 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 73.43. The United States Federal Reserve makes a 25 basis point increase in its interest rates and hints it may freeze those rates for the time being. The Oklahoma State University Crop Tour projects the state's winter wheat harvest to yield 24.6 bushels per acre, which is to produce 54.3 million bushels. The winter wheat in Oklahoma rates a mere 9% good to excellent. The U.S. Department of Agriculture attaché in Vienna pegs rapeseed production in the European Union for 2023-24 at 19.3 million tons, slightly lower than last year. Sunflower seed production is forecasted to be 10.5 million tons, 1.2 million more than a year ago. Exports of Brazil's soybeans in April amount to 14.34 million tons, up 25% compared to last April. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher after a few flip-flops on Wednesday. The July canola contract gained 7 cents at $14.17.5 per bushel. July soy oil adds more than 8 tenths of a cent at 52.64 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is down $3 at $424.90 per short ton. Corn is higher, with its July contract up 8.5 cents at $588.50 per bushel. Oats is higher as well, with its July contract rising 8 cents at $3.10. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger as Chicago July jumps 30.5 cents at $6.40. Kansas City July surges 45 cents at $7.85. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July advances 31 cents at $8.04. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Wednesday, May 3rd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.